Puckett's, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Proud to sponsor the Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.
Welcome to the Pickin' Porch, brought to you by Puckett's. Miller in the Morning here. And this edition, we have a very special guest. OK-Dawg is here. You know him better as Steve Kelly. Yes, sir, from the Six Shooter Band. And, of course, he plays with 4848, the Straight Up Band. Or, you know what, Steve, welcome to the studios here, man. And what's your story, babe? Do you write your stuff? You singing? What are you doing?
I don't write as much as I used to, but I used to do a lot of writing. Mm-hmm. And back in the 90s, was messing around in and out of Nashville a lot, but I don't do a lot of writing anymore. Play a lot locally and get out playing locally. Most folks don't want to hear original stuff. So
yeah. Well, you're right. But, you know, one time this guy told me, he says, anybody can do other people's songs. It's tough to do write your own songs because you're putting your heart on the line.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, you're writing a story usually.
Yep. Well, give me a sample of what you play there, buddy. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Take the ribbons from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall. Lying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm asking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. Gonna try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow, 'cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. It's so sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Hey, you know, Kris Kristofferson was a major songwriter, man. That
yes,
dude,
he
put his heart on, right out on there. And
Bobby McGee
and all those great songs, Sunday Morning Coming Down. You're growing up. Who's your guitar heroes? Who did you listen to?
Oh, man, I listened to so many. I was always into so much different styles of music. So I liked everything from Stevie Ray Vaughan to Vince Gill. Came along and loved Vince Gill. Just a lot of them.
Yeah, it's hard not to like some of the greats out there. So when did you start playing? How old were you?
I was probably about 9, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So I've been pretty much playing all my life.
Where'd you get your first guitar?
I don't know. I think I begged Dad for it for years, and yeah, he finally got me one. But see, my mother played piano in church ever since she was like 12 years old.
So there was some music in the house.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of it.
Well, that's fantastic, man. I mean, give me another song. Let me hear what you got here.
Oh, let's see. I guess we can go back and get some old Billy Crash Craddock.
Yeah.
Lie beside me in the sand. Put some lotion in my hand. Come on and make me feel nice. Kiss me once or twice. Say you'll love me again. Then rub it in, rub it in. Rub it in, rub it in. I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my skin. Rub it in, rub it in. Well, turn your radio on. Yeah, to the slow grooving song. Let me whisper in your ears things you want to hear. Let me know your love is strong. Then rub it in, rub it in. Rub it in, rub it in. I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my skin. Rub it in, rub it in. I want you rub a little on my nose. Yeah, I want you rub a little on my toes. I want you rub it on my back, my sacroiliac, and a dab on my chinny chin chin. Rub it in, rub it in. Yeah, rub it in, rub it in. I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my skin. Rub it in, rub it in. I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my skin. Rub it in, rub it in.
Steve Kelly, our special guest, right here on the Pickin' Porch, brought to you by Puckett's. Miller in the Morning here. You go by the name K-Dog. How did that come along?
Oh, some friends of mine from high school started calling me that.
Really?
Kind of stuck, I guess.
Well, that's kind of cool. Now, if anybody wants to get in touch with Steve, you know, he's got a Facebook page, K-Dog Flyin', F-L-Y-I-N, Solo. And you can check out some of the things that he's up to there and some good pictures and everything else. When you're playing with the band and everything like that, do you find most people are there to listen or they want to dance? What do you think?
I think we get a little bit of both.
Really?
You know, not everybody comes to dance, I don't guess, but they like good music.
So. I like to sit there and listen sometimes, yeah. Well, that's pretty cool, man.
We do a big variety there, again, of classic rock and blues and country and all that kind of thing. So.
How long do you play before you take a break? Most bands are 45 minutes.
Yeah, 15, even my, excuse me, even my solo gigs will, I'll do like an hour first set and then 45 sets after that, you know.
Yeah, you got to, people don't understand. You got to take a break once in a while.
Absolutely,
now,
man.
When you're DJing in a club, I mean, you just put a long record on. But when you're playing, you got to have your hands on the instrument. You got to be singing and everything, it's very tiring, but it's fun, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Steve Kelly's our special guest. How about another tune here, Steve?
I'm just a singer, natural born guitar ringer. Kind of a clinger. Yeah, to sad old songs. Not a walk behind her. I'm into note finder. But my name's a reminder of a blues man that's already gone. So I started drinking, took some things that messed up my thinking. I was sure sinking. Yeah, when you came along, I was alone in the hot light. Not too much left inside. But you changed all that one night when you sang me this song. Hey, baby, I love you. Hey, baby, I need you. Hey, baby, I do get tired of this traveling band. Wasted so much of your life just running in the dark night. Won't you let me shine some love light on this blues band? Got so sick from speeding, all the stuff they said that I was needing. If I was to keep on pleasing all of my friends, got cuffed on dirt road. I got sued over
no shows. Ah, but you came, you took all that old load down off this blues man. Hey, baby, I love you. Hey, baby, I need you. Hey, baby, you ain't got to prove to me you're some kind of macho man. I'm 40 years old now. Ooh, nights would be cold now. Yeah, if you hadn't hung around with this blues man. I'm over 40 years old now, and nights would be cold now. Yeah, if you hadn't stuck it out with this blues man.
You know, I think that's a good example of classic country compared to today's country. I mean, now, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but you got to admit, today's country's kind of whitewashy, kind of wishy-washy, trying to please everybody.
Kind of sounds all alike.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there's a song right there that you just did that talks about getting older, drinking, drugs. Not good stuff, but reality.
Well, the writing and the when they the first line, you could usually tell who it was.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When they opened their mouth.
Exactly. And that's what so compelling about classic country. We all grew up on it. And it's not that I don't like the new stuff. I'm just
some stuff I
like. Yeah.
I pick some of it up.
Sure. But when you start talking gritty stuff, the George Jones and the Johnny Cash and stuff like that, guys that have been there and lived through it, that's when you get the real heart
like
of country
you said,
music.
It's life.
It's life. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. Steve Kelly's our special guest here on the Pickin' Porch. And we got time for one more, Steve. Can you do me one?
Yeah, man. All right.
Give me one more.
Do some wailing here. Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitars. Where do we take it from here? Well, it's rhinestone suits and big shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need a change. Yeah, we do. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Oh, Hank made it here, and we're all sure that you will. But I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Well, 10 years on the road, making one night stands, speeding my young life away. Won't you tell me one more time so I'll understand? Well, I don't think Hank done it this way. Are you sure that Hank done it this way? Well, I've seen the world with a five-piece band looking at the backside of me. Yeah, I'm singing my songs, one of his now and then. Well, don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. Woo-hoo.
Listening to the Pickin' Porch. K-Dog is on the Pickin' Porch, better known as Steve Kelly. Again, we want to remind folks, if you want to get in touch with Steve, you can go to his Facebook page, K-Dog Flying Solo. That's F-L-Y-I-N Solo. Or check out the Six Shooter Band or the 4848 Startup Band. What's in the future for Steve Kelly?
More music.
More music? Now, let me ask you a question. Every musician I've ever known had to have a real job so he could support the music thing. What do you do for a real job?
I run a floor covering installation company. So
see, you gotta have something else. Yeah. In the old days, maybe you could make a living at music, but nowadays it's darn near impossible.
Well, impossible.
Unless you're Garth Brooks or something. Yeah. And you're built like him, but you're not. Steve Kelly, our special guest. I'm the Pickin' Porch. You know anybody who wants to be on the Pickin' Porch, have them get in touch with me, Miller, in the morning. Phone number is 423-702-9799. The Pickin' Porch, brought to you by Puckett's.
Puckett's, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Proud to sponsor the Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.